You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Eric from The Seated Planet. You're listening to Electrical Language.
Electrical Language.
With Gabor Kovacs. And so am I.
Well, hello everybody. This is Electrical Language number 142. Yes, a whole 100 episodes since I entitled the podcast Life, the Universe and Everything. Well, I'm recording this on Saturday afternoon, the 4th of October, 2008, and I'm going to play some music. We'll be right back. Well, I do hope those two songs got your toes tapping at the beginning of Electrical Language number 142. Now, they both come to me from my friends at Green Dragon Media. And the first one was by Renegade Alien, and the song is called The Day the Earth Stopped. Renegade Alien, according to their MySpace page, are from Melbourne and Florida, or is it Melbourne in Florida? Is there a Melbourne in Florida? I know there's one in Derbyshire in the United Kingdom, and there's one in Australia. But anyway, that's where Renegade Alien say that they're from. And Green Dragon Media, GD himself, says this. He says, "It's not very often I get excited about a new release that lands on my desk these days, and it's even rarer that I actually write about it. But when I press play for Advanced Technology, my world suddenly turned inside out and upside down, all in the space of the opening track. This album pulls no punches. It isn't scared to challenge your preconceptions of what electronica should sound like." Now, I haven't heard the album Advanced Technology, but I've heard four tracks from it, and I really enjoyed them. And you know, I like to open Electrical Language with an instrumental, and the moment I heard it, that track, The Day the Earth Stopped, I thought, that's it, that's the opening track for a podcast. Followed by another song, this time a song with vocals and singing on it, from sent to me from Green Dragon Media, and that was 3K Static with P. Hux, and the song was Ma Mama Bell, which, reading further, I have just ascertained is an old Electrical Light Orchestra, or Electric Light Orchestra song. Yes, well, I never thought I'd be playing Electric Light Orchestra songs on this podcast, but there we are, first time for everything, isn't there? Now, 3K Static and P. Hux, 3K Static fuses Dadaist cut-up techniques with elements of house, trip-hop and IDM to create a sound that's sometimes harsh and inflammatory, but with P. Hux, otherwise known as Parthen and Huxley, on vocals. Well, that was a fairly mellow track with a good old sort of disco type beat to it, and I can recommend that to you. Now, let me give you websites. First of all, 3K Static is 3kstatic.com. That's numeral 3, then the letter K, and then static.com. And you can find Renegade Alien at myspace.com/RenegadeAlien. So do check out those websites, listen to the music, let the artists know how much you've enjoyed what you've heard. A few weeks ago, I played Lizards from Afar. Here's another song, and it's called 4H and 14, and while it's playing, I shall look up what they sent me and remind myself why indeed it is called 4H and 14. Thank you. Well, there you are, in a bit of a drum or percussion solo to end that song off. Now, I said I'd tell you all about 4-H and 14. Chopper Newt from Lizards From Afar, they all go by these stage names in this band, sent me an email back in July, and about this song, because he attached that song to that email. He says, "This song I'm very proud of, and it didn't seem it would be too out of place in your podcast, assuming you like it, of course." Well, I do like it. Chopper Newt continues, "I can't say much about the genesis of the song. I didn't write the music or the lyrics. Our bass player from the old days, who goes by the name Gator for band purposes, doesn't play anymore, but always wrote my favourite lyrics, and we talked him into giving us a new one. So I don't know much about what all these references mean, but I love the cadences he gave me to sing. It was a pleasure. Our lead guitarist, who we call Gecko, created the music, and I produced the whole thing up and added my vocals and second-rate guitar stylings. Our drummer is Serpent. He writes about 10 songs a day, just not this one." And then Chopper Newt added this, telling me about Gecko the guitarist. "Gecko is in the UK right now, if his blog posts are to be believed, suffering from some sort of horrible tick bite. I wasn't aware that you had such dangerous ticks in England. Please be careful." I shall. Now, you can find Lizards From Afar on MySpace at myspace.com/lizardsfromafar. And I believe they're working on an album. Just trying to see if there's any update, which there doesn't seem to be. But very nicely, they've got Electrical Language in their top friends. So they're obviously good guys. And that's about it. If they tell me anything more, I shall try and remember to bring you the news. Now, a song I played ages ago, best part of 2 years ago, I'm going to play again because it came up on my MP3 player on shuffle. That's the only trouble with having 18.5 million songs, or however many, on my 20 gig MP3 player. It's far too many, frankly, and I really ought not to have so many on it. It means that the good ones do come up at very odd extended intervals. Anyway, I said at the time that this was one of the catchiest songs I'd played for a long time, and that remains the case. It's by Patrick Alexander, who's a singer-songwriter from Denmark, and the song is called The Shipwrecked Man. Now, I can't tell you very much about Patrick Alexander, apart from the fact that he's from Denmark, because his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/PatrickAlexander, it's all in Danish. There seems to be a new album out, or a new album being prepared, but I really can't work out with all this what the title might be of that album. He's got some new songs up on his MySpace page, so go check them out. Anyway, here it is, Patrick Alexander and the Shipwrecked Man.
When my world goes off the deep, I lose my head and fall asleep. Lying still and counting sheep. A danger ship would throw its flag, leave the harbor turning back. The shipwrecked man got sight of land. What if it would never
Okay, so that was Tell Me by South. South is three guys from London. I'm sure they're from London. Their names are Joel Cadbury, Jamie McDonald and Brett Shaw. And I love the way the sort of publicity stuff that gets sent to podcasters tell us who we're supposed to compare them with. Apparently I'm supposed to compare them with Elbow and with Coldplay, and that they're influenced by Radiohead, Portishead and Iron Horse. Well, actually, there's reading through all the blurb, I thought there's something rather more interesting. Without King Crimson, there would be no South. No, not specifically the pioneering prog rockers per se, but David Cross, who played with King Crimson from 1972 to 1974 and was also the band's music teacher in the early 1990s at London's Haverstock Secondary School. It was David Cross who allowed the multi-instruments, Brett Cadbury and McDonald, into the school's rehearsal room at lunchtime and after school. Jamie recalls that he was a great music teacher, and without his tutelage, it's possible there would be no South. I shall have to blow the dust off my King Crimson records. Anyone else out there who got the Young Person's Guide to King Crimson? Okay, Grant, I'm sure you've got it. But there we are. I'm going to play another song by South in a minute. But those of you who listen to several podcasts will know that we podcasters like to have conversations with each other via our podcasts. And Pete Kogel, yes, sit up, Pete, pay attention, has been telling us all about taking his son up to university at Leicester. And Pete mentioned that he himself had been at Leicester. And I think, Pete, you're in your late 40s. I was at Leicester University between 1977 and 1980. 2 years in Digby Hall, a year in some terrible student digs. And there we are. We'll have to find out if we ever might have stood a chance of bumping into each other. And that's my my shout out to other podcasters for today. I mentioned, actually, no, it's not, because last week I mentioned Mark Hunter from the Tartan podcast. He put out a special first part of an interview with Raymond Weir of Gum and the Eisenhowers. Now, Raymond and I have had a couple of conversations about doing an interview via Skype ourselves, and I think Raymond has probably given Mark Hunter and the Tartan podcast priority, which is fair enough, as it was, you know, Mark's podcast that sort of gave Gum and so on their break in the world of podcasting, and hopefully began introducing them to the much wider audience that podcasting can bring bands to. But anyway, tartanpodcast.com is, I think, the URL for that. And if and when I do my own Skype interview with Raymond, I shall have to make sure it covers somewhat different subjects and takes a fairly different approach. But well, there you are. That's a challenge for me. Gosh, looking out of the window, it's what, 4:20 on Saturday afternoon. It's just gone really sort of wintry, autumnal, really cold, it's overcast, it's raining, strong wind, you know, all the trees are really swaying outside. Not a day to be outside. And anyway, when I was outside earlier, it was cold. Yes, I went out this morning to watch Richard play football. Thankfully, he got through the game unscathed, no balls in the face this time. So that is good. And he's out with Caroline, having been dragged out to get his hair cut, because he does like to let his hair grow, and it looks like a bird's nest on top of his head. Anyway, there we are. Let's go back to some music. I've got another song by South. I'm sure I've got another song by South. Here it is, ending Electrical Language number 142, South, the boys who have King Crimson to thank for everything, with Better Things.
Acting in the drama of your life, I stumble over something that I took my mind. So what will I say? Oh, the better things I have to say will fall to you. Said does not amount to much. Don't doubt your gut. Suppose at least that this is worth. These lines are unrehearsed. So what will I say? Oh, the better things I have to say will fall to you. Thank you.
And that's it for another Electrical Language. Next week I'm going to be offered a family christening, so I'm putting something together, something a little bit different, to go out as Electrical Language number 143. This week you've heard music by Renegade Alien, by 3K Static and P Hux, by Lizards from Afar, Patrick Alexander and South. Thanks to them for the music and for letting me play it. Thank you for downloading and listening. Goodbye.